This is Anna Carmo with UN News. The mass arrest of demonstrators in Indonesia who were attempting to mark a national day for indigenous people in the east of the archipelago has been condemned by the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR. More than 500 activists were detained at the start of the month, though they've since been released. Spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani explained to UN News Daniel Johnson on Friday what's behind these latest developments.
Last weekend, there were peaceful protesters in the Papua region of Indonesia who were celebrating what they call the West Papua National Day, and some 500 of them were arrested, detained. They were all subsequently released within 24 to 48 hours, but this doesn't take away from the fact that they should not have been arrested in the first place, and that this is not the first time it's happened. It happens year after year, and that's on several occasions during the year as well.
And what exactly are they protesting for, apart from the fact that it's their national day?
Quite often these protests are protests for independence from Indonesia. And of course, we understand that the situation is complex. The Indonesian government is certainly not happy with these protests. But these people have their right to freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. So, there was really no reason to arbitrarily detain them.
As a minority, what particular rights are they trying to defend, and what are they trying to say are being threatened?
Well, these are indigenous people at the end of the day, so they are trying to defend their rights to be able to pray and to be able to retain their culture, their links to their land. But also the Papua region of Indonesia has not benefited from all the economic development that the rest of the country has had. The rates of malnutrition are quite high. Now, the current president of Indonesia has been initiating development projects. The problem here is that the people haven't really been consulted. There haven't been meaningful consultations of the people who are actually affected by this.
And why is that? What structures are there in Papua, in Indonesia, to do this or not?
The president has... His analysis is that the problem is one of economic development, and so he's trying to tackle that. But what we have emphasized, and what our previous High Commissioner during a visit to Jakarta in February this year emphasized, was that development can, of course, bring with it access to many fundamental goods and services that can vastly improve people's well-beings. But if they cannot voice their concerns and if they can't participate in these decisions, the resulting development may not really increase their welfare because it doesn't really address the problems that they have.
Okay, and what is your presence on the ground in this part of Indonesia, given that it's a huge country, an archipelago?
Mm-hmm. We do not have a presence in Indonesia, but we have a regional office in Bangkok that covers Southeast Asia. So we are, in close contact with human rights defenders, civil society, government officials as well. We have actually been seeking access to this region for quite a while now. In February, the High Commissioner was promised access, and we're still in discussions with the government of Indonesia to make that happen.
This issue is not one that I've seen very often, having been here, 4 years now. What's your hope for the follow-up, and how many other similar cases are there that go really beneath the radar of international mainstream media?
Too many. International mainstream media tends to focus on the big conflicts. However, there are many places like Papua, which are quite small, which have historic kind of long-standing structural issues. And unfortunately, it may not come up to the radar until there is an outbreak of conflict. What our office tries to do is tries to ring the alarm bells early on, before the situation, it rises to the level of an armed conflict.
You're not suggesting it's at that level now, of course.
No, we're not suggesting it's at that level now, but there are many grievances, and we've seen this in many parts of the world where grievances are unaddressed or there's a suppression of dissent, and then people take the law into their own hands because they feel they're not being heard. This is actually happening at a very low level in Papua at the moment. There are armed groups that are operating. In fact, just this week, I believe a number of people were killed. These were government contractors who were there doing a development project, and they were killed by armed groups, which is, of course, unacceptable. But you have to understand the root causes, and you have to address the root causes of it.